Hi. This is kind of a wild fact that I learned, but I had to tell you this. I was like, what? So, did you know in 19th century New England, they dug up a young woman's body because they thought she was a vampire? Her name was Mercy. She was 19 years old, and she was dug up, and apparently she had blood in her heart still, so they thought that that was associated with vampirism. So then they assumed that she was a vampire. So then the townspeople burned her heart, her liver, and mixed her ashes with water to prevent her from striking again. I'm like mind blown. I'm mind blown at this fact. I was like, when I read it, I was like, what? And this happened in New England, so Rhode Island, around that area. It's just a bunch of crazy stuff that you learn from past history. So welcome to an episode of Nevermind a Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. Jeez, I'm about to just do an episode of just crazy facts and just go from there. But, you know, you gotta throw in music. You gotta throw in the fun. So this first band, I've had them on my show before. They're called Morons Morons. Sent me a song through River Trash Records. And it's basically a recording. So they went to the Mojo Club and played a show in Kyoto, Japan, March 20th and this year. I love when when you play a show and they record your set. I mean, not a lot of places do it, but they should, because it's kind of awesome when you can record a set. If you can sound the same way you do recording as you do live, that's a major accomplishment. That shows that you are legit, that you're a band that, you know, nobody can fuck with your band, because your band is legit. It's good. It's just the way you should sound, the way you record it, is how you should sound live. So if you can't do it live, then your band fucking sucks. I'm sorry. That's the truth. And this band, they sound just like they do on the recordings, and just like on the live recordings. Just amazing. And they released a tape of their live recording sessions. Well, their live show that they did in Kyoto, Japan. And that's on Bandcamp. So this is Addicted to Homicide by Morons Moron. So that was Addicted to Homicide by Morons Moron. And this next band, there is Spaghetti Town Records featured. The band name is Los Pepes. They're from London. They just came out with an album called Out of the Void. And it was actually just released recently. And I listened to it a bunch of times because it was so good. I so shocked that I have not heard of this band yet, and I'm so glad that I see. This is the cool part about being introduced to bands that I've never come across before, because it makes me a fan of theirs. And like, I'm obsessed. Like, now I'm like a new fangirl, and I'm just excited. So they're a proto-punk band. The song is Thoughtless Boys. So it's a 60s garage sounding, and they are the Motorhead of power pop. Power pop, but they're still a punk band, and it's just really cool. I am super thrilled, and I hope you guys are excited too to listen to this band, and I hope you become like a fangirl like me. So this is Thoughtless Boys by Los Pepes. That was Thoughtless Boys by Los Pepes. And we're moving along to Arizona. And the song is called, we have a song here called Double Jointed by the band name Readout. They're from Goodyear, Arizona. So it's a rock and roll type of vibe with this song. And they're more of a post-hardcore punk band. They're actually on tour right now on the West Coast. It's really cool. I mean, this song is just... it's super catchy. And I'm also double jointed too. I like my hands and my elbows. I could look like I broke my elbows, which a lot of people find that very repulsing. But it's, you know, it's repulsing, but still it's a cool thing I could do. So I'm double jointed. So yeah, celebrate the double jointed. Even though the song is probably not about my double jointedness, but it's still, it's a great song. And this is an awesome band, so follow them on Instagram so you can get more updates on where they're going for tour. And also, they definitely want to play some shows, so hit them up. Big shout out and big love to Arizona. So this is Double Jointed by Readout.
Innocence of the word, purity of the pause. Wait for the scab. We're fading out the street sun. Double jointed and broken hearted. Can you feel your ship sinking? Double cross with no emotion. Can you feel your ship sinking? Can you swim away from you? Can you feel your ship sinking? And can you swim away from you? Away from you.
So that was Double Jointed by Redoubt. And its next band are from the UK. They make sleazy garage punk music. They're called The Explosive Bolts. And the song is called Phones. So when I looked at their page, I felt like it was very psychedelic. I felt like I was high for 3 days, even though I don't do drugs. And I'm totally sober. But like, this band, like, listening to music, I'm like, oh shit, am I tripping? Like, it's psychedelic and it's sleazy. It's different. I like it. It's cool. And I like bands that are very unique and have their own sound. And they don't try to copy or bite anybody else's. They just do their own thing. And I respect that a lot. So check out this band. The song is called Phones by The Explosive Bolts. So that was Phones by The Explosive Boats. Did I say boats? Bolts. Good Lord. I'm still pissed off at Dunkin' Donuts fucking up my order. Like, I can't even think about anything but that. Like, don't you get so pissed? Like, let me go off topic for a little bit. Let me vent to you guys for a little bit. Don't you get fucking mad when you order something and then they fuck it up so bad, even though you repeat it to them, you think they got it right, and they still give you the wrong shit. Oh my God, talk about fucking, sorry. So back to this podcast. We're at the last song of the episode, and I am happy because this band is from New Jersey and some members are from New York City, and None Shall Sleep and fucking Dunkin' Donuts, none of them shall sleep tonight for fucking my order up. Fuck them in the fucking face. But the song is called Bondage, and they're a punk rock band. This is the shit I love because there's no bullshit. It actually kind of has like the guitar is definitely very street punk, and it just gives me a vibe of the punk rock sound that I love. And also, like, I was thinking, oh wow, they like, how do they coordinate band practices? New Jersey and New York. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's not too far away. Like, but still, I respect bands that can make it work because a lot of times, like, it's hard. And making cool fucking songs like Bondage, like, hell yeah to that. Let's talk about that. But anyways, thank you guys for sending me music. Thank you guys for listening. If you want me to send any more songs, izzysmut@gmail.com. Make sure it's a Waver MP3 file. Yeah, I'm already heated. And I need a good punk rock song to get me going throughout the day so I don't start, you know, busting heads left and right. So, let's end it on a good note. Let's end it on this awesome fucking punk band. This band is called None Shall Sleep. The song is called Bondage, and broad fucking out.